Much has been made of the new friendship between the United States and Russia. It was orchestrated by Presidents Bush and Putin and symbolized by the new arms treaty signed in May. Yet Russia recently confirmed it is negotiating a new economic cooperation agreement with Iraq. It also is helping Iran build nuclear reactors over U.S. protests. And this week, President Putin plans to host Kim Jong-il of North Korea, the third element in what President Bush refers to as the Axis of Evil. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials say the new agreement between Moscow and Baghdad is not a problem in U.S.-Russia relations. They say the economic value of the agreement has been overstated and that Russia has said it will not violate U.N. sanctions against Iraq. But the timing from the U.S. perspective is unfortunate. The proposed deal was reported as the Bush administration tried to shore up support for possible military action against Iraq's President Saddam Hussein. Andrew Cutchins of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says Russia's actions demonstrate anew a divergence of interest between Washington and Moscow.
We've known for a long time that Russia has a different view toward the so-called Axis of Evil countries, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, than does the United States. They have reasonably positive relations with all three countries and particularly strong economic interests in Iran and Iraq, which drive their foreign policies toward those countries. And so it naturally creates some real differences with Washington.
Ariel Cohen, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a Washington-based think tank, says Moscow is sending the U.S. a message by announcing the economic negotiations with Baghdad.
Russia is watching us carefully. And if Russia feels that we're not leading on the war on terrorism, and if we're not going after Saddam, it'll cut its own deals with Saddam. I think the announcement in Moscow and Baghdad is a strong signal to the United States from Moscow to come to terms regarding Russian interests in Iraq.
Iraq owes the former Soviet Union billions of dollars that Moscow has little chance of collecting while Saddam Hussein is in power. Russian oil and gas companies also would like to get a piece of Iraq's huge oil fields in the event that UN sanctions are lifted and there's a change in government. Russia currently is Iraq's largest trading partner, and Andrew Cutchins agrees that the Russians want something from Washington.
They would like that the U.S. government express its support that Russian firms be involved in the development of Iraqi oil fields in the future. And that, of course, that the United States support that the new regime, as it should, according to international law, would fulfill the debt obligations of the previous regime.
Cutchins says he thinks it would be a reasonable deal, given the importance of the new relationship between Moscow and Washington. Stephen Sostanovich, former State Department ambassador for the new independent states of the former Soviet Union, says indications are that Russia could be won over, despite Moscow's muted opposition to unilateral U.S. military action against Iraq.
In Moscow, you will hear people tell you that the Russians have already made the decision that they're not going to put up too much of a fuss if the United States attacks Iraq. I have heard Russian members of parliament boast that they and Russian business interests, for example, have told Putin that there's no problem adopting a kind of regretful posture where they would say, oh, it would be too bad if the United States attacked Iraq, but they're not going to let it compromise their own relationship with the U.S.
Sostanovich says that Vladimir Putin has made decisions about what his priorities are, and Iraq is not his priority. But as Ariel Cohen points out, today's Russia also expects a quid pro quo for supporting U.S. policy. Russia might keep a low profile over the issue of action against Iraq, but that kind of cooperation undoubtedly would come at a price. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.